Welcome to Deep Dive with Darkwave, where we answer your questions about tax quirks, business perks, and how it all works. Meredith Fannin is a fully qualified chartered accountant specializing in creative and performing arts, music, film, television, media, and fashion. She's here to answer your questions and help you get the most out of your creative pursuits.
Today, we're addressing the federal budget, which came out in May 2024. So what does the federal budget mean for creative businesses?
There were a couple of things in the federal budget that are great for creative businesses. The first one is the $8.6 million for Revive Live. So that would generally give funding to festivals and live music venues to put Australian bands onto their bills and onto their lineups. Hopefully that will then create more people being able to see Australian bands and hopefully generate an interest in them, which then in turn across the whole music ecosystem will generate more income, more jobs for people wanting to be in the music industry. There was also $14.5 million for Australian screen content, in particular for children's screen content. That's going to be really great. There's been so much saturation of US content on our screens that having Australian stories that Australian children can relate to is important for just their general growth, and also gives them a habit of actually, when they grow into adults, that they continue to watch Australian screen content as well as other content rather than going to the US all the time for their content, which seems to happen a lot now. But in terms of what it will do, it'll bring a lot more revenue into the Australian film industry. There'll be a lot more opportunity for emerging producers to develop their own stories within that space. And similar to the music industry, should provide a greater ecosystem for more jobs, more opportunities, more experience for everyone wanting to work in those industries. And the last one was, it was $115.2 million to eight national arts training organisations, and that's essentially to help train the next generation of talent so that we can continue hearing group music and seeing wonderful screen adaptions across theatre, film, TV, everything. So I think in all, given that there's such a focus on the cost of living at the moment, given that there was still some funding for the arts, was a great result.
Have more questions? Want to get more out of your money and focus your time and energy on creating content, making music, or building businesses? Darkwave is a boutique chartered accounting firm led by directors Meredith Fannin and Andrew Elmore, who bring a combined 40 plus years of unrivaled experience to the business. Darkwave's business management arm for Busy Mavericks also offers a virtual CFO service for artists, creators, and creatives. Head to darkwave.com.au to find out more.